GE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tomorrow's the deadline for former President Donald Trump to secure a bond or risk enforcement of a nearly $500 million judgment imposed on him for corporate fraud in New York. ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York has more on what will happen if the former president cannot come up with the money.
The attorney general is not going to immediately shut the doors and change the locks on any of Trump's buildings. More likely, she could wait for an appeals court to decide whether Trump deserves any kind of a reprieve that he's seeking. Or she could ask creditors to start identifying Trump's accounts, try to freeze them, and file property liens. We will see tomorrow.
The White House continues to push back on Russia's claims that the attackers who killed at least 133 people in a concert hall Friday had links to Ukraine. The U.S. said ISIS bears sole responsibility. And Kensington Palace released a statement thanking the world for its support after Kate, the Princess of Wales, announced she's being treated for cancer. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is getting some help from Washington to connect rural communities to high-speed internet. Mike Mohn has more.
Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission say Wisconsin's blueprint for digital equity has been accepted by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. That means the state is eligible for up to $30 million to implement its approach over the next 5 years. Martha Cranley, State Director for AARP Wisconsin, calls it a robust plan, noting that older populations continue to face challenges in being connected to the digital world.
We know that at least 15% of people 50 plus in Wisconsin are not connected, either because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Cranley says the lack of connection is especially concerning in rural areas across northern Wisconsin, where aging communities have limited resources. Stakeholders also note an infusion of new aid is helpful with the federal government's Affordable Connectivity Program, which provides discounts on monthly internet bills for eligible households in danger of running out of money. Cranley says the state's plan came together following extensive public outreach, in which her organization helped convey the need for improved internet access for those 50 and older.
They certainly heard from older people about how important this is to connect to their doctor and to connect to government services and, frankly, find employment.
Overall, Governor Evers says the plan's federal approval means more than 410,000 homes and businesses will be better positioned to be connected to new or improved high-speed internet service. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Bucks host the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night tonight at the Bucks game in Milwaukee, the Women's Empowerment Game, honoring career women in the workplace. Brooke Lopez.
You know, I'm proud to be a part of the Women's Empowerment Game. It's fantastic to see the NBA push such an important holiday, support it. You know, I have two nieces myself. They love sports, love coming to my games, watching me, you know, and I wanted to be like my older brothers. They want to be like me as well. They play basketball, play sports, you know. To show little girls that there's a chance for them to be pro basketball players or be sideline reporters, you know, be whatever it is, to be around the sport of basketball that they love, that's really cool, you know. And I've been with through my whole career, you know, see where they are now. Katie George, you know, Sarah Kustok, all those people, you know, doing great things. I'm so proud of you guys, and you guys are showing these little girls how it's supposed to be done.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. From Fiserv Forum, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some snow around the area, but eventually as we head into the mid to late afternoon, that will start to mix with some rain as temperatures warm to the lower 40s. Any kind of snowfall accumulation, by the way, should be an inch or less, and we'll see gusty winds out of the southeast. It's 30 at our studios.
The the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dudad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars is on the air. Civic Media Radio Network. Happy spring, everybody. Yeah, right. Toronto High Noon Central and worldwide at civicmedia.us.
We'll be right back.
Dodd wrote that. He's a classic himself. I'll tell you more about Jimmy, some of his great songs. The music of the star. Big band. Go ahead and sing along.
Of a great man, Etienne de Grillet. Listen, I expect to pass through life but once. If, therefore, there be any kindness I can show, or any good thing I can do to any fellow being, let me do it now and not defer or neglect it, as I shall not pass this way again. And now I'll be going my way.
To think about the do's and don'ts is sometimes hard to do.
Jimmy Dodd is quite a guy. He lied to get into the Disney organization. He told Walt he was a lot younger. But everybody liked Jimmy Dodd. More on him in a bit. It's the music of the stars and Tony.
Oh, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. The good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. Try to fake romance. life. When you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up.
Here's Jimmy Dodd. Kind of a rare thing, really, on Clark. Unknown label.
I see that big black locomotive as it comes around the bend. I don't know where it's going, but I'll ride it to the end. Well, I ain't got no money, not a place to call my own. Just miles and miles of railroad track between me and home. Freight train. See the morning sunrise on the rail, smoke coming from the stack. That lonesome freight train whistle seems to tell me, don't look back. Those wheels seem to tell me, son, you left no friends behind. Just miles and miles of railroad track and a very worried mind. Freight train. Satisfied, I've rode them all from Maine to Tennessee. From north to south, from east to west, the rails have been my home. Just miles and miles of a railroad track and a freight train moving on. Freight train.
Trying real hard to sound like Pat Buttram. Here's Jimmy. Come on, everybody sing along. You know.
Encyclopedia. E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. Encyclopedia. If you want to know the answers, here's the way.
Just look inside this book and you will see.
Encyclopedia. If you want to know the answers, here is the way.
Just look inside this book and you will see.
Encyclopedia. If you want to know the answers, here is the way.
Just look inside this book and you will see.
Everything from A to Z.
C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. This book and you will see everything from A to down to Z in the encyclopedia. E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A.
Is one of my good friends. We play tennis together all the time. Great performer. And he and his wife, Edie Gourmet, will be at the Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas May 29th, which is just a few days hence. Well, not many more days hence. Today is what?
25th.
Thank you, Bob. Happy birthday again, Bob.
It's an odd day.
Yeah. So you people I know will rush right up there. They're at the Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas May 29th through the June 11th. June 19th and 20th, they're going to be performing at the Mormon Tabernacle. Yes, they're going to do a concert with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. What? And an orchestra. They're going to do a Gershwin concert.
A Utah Symphony.
Well, that's a place for them in the Tabernacle, and because that way they don't have to travel too far. And that's all the time we have tonight. Would you welcome Mr. Steve Lawrence?
I know what it's like to perform through pain. If you're like me, one of the millions suffering from pain caused by migraine,
for once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. I'm afraid I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew someone warm like you would make my dreams come true. For once in my life I won't let sorrow hurt me, laugh like it's hurt me before. Something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. Sorrow hurt me like it hurt me before.
Once again, Steve Lawrence with Nelson Riddle. The music of the stars.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, oh, the times without number.
Him a star tonight.
This is crazy time.
Oh, yes. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're looking well.
You're looking well, too.
Yes, I feel well. You look good.
Thank you, sir.
Got over last night?
Yes.
I understand you two were out together.
Oh, yes. Party last night?
Yes, Ed and I were out last night.
Well,
with our wives, yes. It got a little late.
It was late and funny. It was a good night.
Oh, yeah. We went to the track yesterday afternoon.
Well, did he behave himself?
Oh, yes. Ed is always a perfect gentleman. I've always known Ed in all the years that I've known Ed McMahon. Everything you wanted to know about Ed McMahon, he's always been a perfect gentleman.
So he went to the track?
Yes, Edie and I went to the track with Ginny and Bob Newhart and Dolly and Dick Martin and... McMahon's and Abbey Lane. It was a big party in Abbey Lane. We all met afterwards for dinner. Edie is a very big horse lady.
Yeah.
She's involved with... That didn't come out right.
It doesn't seem to make any difference at all what you say tonight. Somebody's going to make something out of it. Yeah.
But Edie was involved in a syndicate that owned horses. Not a syndicate. Syndicate. I mean,
more gourmet. You mean...
Hello, Edie.
Hi, Ed. You don't mean she was involved with it again?
No, I mean a group of people syndicate, like Howard Koch, the producer, and Walter Matthau.
They buy a horse.
Yes, and they got together and they bought a horse. And I went out to Hollywood Park to watch her horse run. And
did he run all right?
He came out of the gate.
Good, good.
He was
supposed to do that. Good. Sounds like a winner to me. Came out of the gate.
Ever. I mean, they said, they're off, except one right now. No, the horse came out of the gate, and he was five lengths ahead. And he stayed out five lengths ahead, and he won the race by five lengths. It was absolutely sensational. And I was really excited about this whole thing. I started to get visions about...
Five lengths?
Yes, it was the horse's first race, too. His name was Doc Simon, named after the rider, yeah. Doc Simon. And he won the race by five lengths. I got very excited, because I'm not really into horses.
Yeah.
But I saw this horse's first race, and he wins by five lengths. I figured, we got it made. We'll put the horse out and stud him for $15,000, $20,000 a throw. You know,
yeah, but you got to win more than one race to go to stud.
Well, I didn't know that, but I got real excited about it. You know, yeah. I said, hey, this is going to be sensational. Edie will put him out to stud, $15,000 a throw. And she says, we can't do that. I said, why? She said, well, the horse is a gelding. I didn't know what that was. Do you know what
of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 plus stations, and the music of the stars is on now, all the way till high noon central, but also available on podcast, you know. Yeah, that's on civicmedia.us. Red Sylvine.
The highways that wind and wander over mountains and valleys and deserts and plains. I guess I've drove about all of them. 'Cause for the past 25 years now, the cab of a truck has been my home. And it'd be kind of hard for me to settle down and not be on the go. Well, I remember the first truck I drove. I was so proud, I could hardly wait to get home to show my wife and little boy. And my little boy was so excited, like when he saw his first snow. He wasn't old enough to say too many words. He just kept a hollering, giddy up, go, Daddy, giddy up, go. So that's what I named the old truck, Giddy Up, Go. Oh, things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone an awful lot. band, and after about 6 years of being in and out, I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone. And I couldn't find out what happened. Nobody seemed to know. So from that day on, it's just been me and old Giddy Up Go. Oh, I've made a lot of friends at all the truck stops. And some of them would kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I'd got the name. Of course, I told them about that little boy of mine. And how his first word about the truck was, Giddy Up Go. Well, today I was barreling down old 66 when up beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig, both stacks glowing black coal. And as he pulled around and back in front of me, a big lump came in my throat, and my eyes watered like I had a bad old cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, Giddy Up Go. Well, I pushed old Giddy Up and stayed right on him till the next truck stop where he'd pulled up. And I waited till he went in and I offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop and I said, how'd you come by the name on your truck, Giddy Up Go? Well, he said, I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost Mom when I was just past 16. And I lost all track of Pop. Mom said he got the name from me. Well, I shook his hand and told him I had something I wanted him to see. And I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read, Giddy Up Go. Oh, we had a lot of things to talk about, and buddy, I felt like a king. And now we've just pulled back on old 66, and he handled that rig better than any gear jammer that I'd ever seen. Well, now the lines on the highway have got a much brighter glow as we go roaring down the road, and me staring at little sign that reads, Giddy Up Go.
Spike Jones and his orchestra, they were a crazy bunch.
Beautiful day for the race. Stoogetown is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetlebomb.
Beetlebomb.
Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stoogetown going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetlebomb. Around the first turn, Stoogetown is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Beetlebomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetlebomb. At the half, Stoogetown still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing battery.
Assault and battery!
Notary Baby, so Jack is fourth, and in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is, yes, it is Fiddlebum. Around a turn, heading for home, it's Stew Tannen, Dog Biscuit, and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third, and Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear. And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring, there's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
For the 633 Squadron. That's quite a theme, and all it needs is lyrics. There aren't any. The music of the stars. I like the music of Elmer Bernstein. I guess most people do, even though they may not identify that song with him. One of my favorite movies. Love with the Proper Stranger. Steve McQueen. Starts off in a Musicians Union Hall. When Steve McQueen finds out Well, I'll let you watch the movie.
Thank you. bells and the banjos ring. If to certain eyes with the look of danger smile the welcome warm as spring. If the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her walk through the door. This is the one you've been waiting for. Oh, yes, I know.
In Brooklyn this summer. In the mountain, right? It was a dancing about. What do you mean I don't remember?
It doesn't matter. My name's Angela. Can I talk to you a minute? I'm on my lunch hour. I've only got a minute.
Sure.
I'm going to have a baby.
Congratulations.
Don't worry. I'm not going to cause you any trouble. All I want from you is a doctor. An address, you know?
Look, you just don't walk in a place like this and,
Oh, forget it.
Dancing of the Stars. That's a great picture. Love with the Proper Stranger, 1963. And for some reason, it's...
Thank you very much.
Not well known.
You've been so very kind. I'd like to do something for you now. I'd like to have someone join me on this next song. Someone who I'm sure needs no introduction.
Natalie Cole.
Because the first word says it all.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Things to me never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way.
And for
Stars. We're on from 7 till high noon every Sunday on most of these Civic Media radio stations. I'm Lou Regani, your host. We'll be on podcast at civicmedia.us.
Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.